can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? This is the Big Homie's House. Another episode with the homies in the building. Got the Big Homie Capella Gray.
Wagwan, we here.
Of course, and JoJo Alonzo.
I'm trying to figure out why you ain't introduced me first.
That was a little different.
Right, what? What you on?
I was going in order.
No, you weren't going in order, but come on. I'm not finna start 2023 off with these vibes like this.
You know how women will fuck the vibes up and then say I'm not dealing with the bullshit.
I'm not finna do it.
That's you see how women invite the negative vibes and say, you know, I ain't finna deal with that shit. That's
nah, the women just call your ass out and then
that be absolutely what y'all be on.
Boy, fuck you.
You see how
just addressing the issue.
We got Capella Gray in the building, yay! Clap it up.
How you no. Okay. Anyway, man, so what brings you to Atlanta? What's going on?
I just got a little spot out here. It's Liddy. It's home now.
Oh, this is home.
Yeah, we outside.
Are we?
We terribly outside. What you mean? Hell yeah, we here.
He said we terribly outside.
I've never heard that phrase before. That's lit.
Okay.
But it's lit. Y'all need an uptown friend. Y'all gonna get all the lingo. It's a movie.
Okay, for sure. So what we working on, boss?
Working on is a tape about to drop. You know what I'm saying? The 27th called Vibe Responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So congratulations to the industry. The Vibes is back. Vibes. Like, we feel like we needed this vibe right here. Word.
What kind of vibes we talking about?
It's like R&B, but it's New York City R&B, so you know it's a little bit swaggy, a little wavier, just a little different.
Huh.
Like, give me an example.
Like Gyalis. We heard Gyalis?
Mm-hmm.
Right, a vibe like that. You know what I'm saying? Just vibe like that. And
so is New York about to be back on top? Is it on top?
We already
right
back on top. We back on top
back
right
on
now.
Top, like, they fell off. What happened?
You feel me? It's over.
So
here.
New York is running hip-hop?
We didn't say that.
Y'all running music?
That's what I said. Well, yeah, word.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie right now.
You think so? New York?
You going to start out 2023?
Facts. Name them.
Lola Brooke going crazy. Okay. Ice Spice going crazy. TJ
Ice
still
Spice
on.
Ice Spice going crazy?
Facts. What? Where you going? What are you talking about?
In
facts.
New York? In New York,
I hear that.
On her block at the bodega.
I hear what you're saying. I get it. Y'all from down south. Y'all got to do this.
First of all, we are just in the music industry in general.
I hear you. I feel you. Ice Spice is wailing right now. Lola Brooke is going. Where you going without him? Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Lola Brooke has lapped Ice Spice at this point.
For sure.
Everything. She giving you everything. Stage presence.
I guess he's speaking on like New York.
Well, Ice Spice from the Bronx, where I'm from, so I'm saying it's always up before anything. But Lola Brooke is doing her thing for sure, as well. She's doing her thing as well.
Yeah.
I'll say
that,
yes.
But were you saying that New York and music industry is on top? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to just flat out say it, like Memphis is on top. That's how I feel.
Is Memphis?
Yeah, I do.
Atlanta? Okay, yeah, they got Glorilla. They got the this cool when they do it. Whatever name I get. He's going crazy right now. It's a couple of the other ones that's going crazy. Yeah, cool. It sounds great. Yeah, right.
I mean, you from New York, so I wouldn't expect for you to say nothing different. If you did, I'll be looking at you funny.
I hear what you're saying, but New York, I'm not going to lie, it's about to be a great decade, because I feel like the way that New York is coming, it's just real, like it's just we here. Like, it's not no, like, we grateful to be here, but we just not no happy to be here energy. Like, we really here type shit.
Okay,
so,
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Word. Yeah.
You got a toxin you want to get out?
So what?
Do I want to say something toxic?
Yeah, you got a toxic topic you want to...
Let me think of how I'm gonna ask
the one that I asked over there, and because I feel like we got a lot more shit to get off our chest.
Go ahead.
Now I said, but like, can boredom make you cheat? And you said yes.
I'm gonna stand on that.
Mm.
What you talking about?
10 toes.
Yeah, down. Fuck.
So a nigga doing everything right, but it's like he just a square.
I'm saying like boring. Nah, it just depends. You got
no.
Nah,
I'm not
out.
Saying not your definition. I mean my definition. Like he doing everything right.
That's
he just
different.
Boring.
Because my definition of boring is
neglected.
Yeah, I guess you said. Can I elaborate for the people who didn't tune in to the fucking radio show?
Go ahead.
So they can know what I'm gonna say.
Oh, he's cursing. Okay,
you've been cussing this whole time. You didn't even know it.
Oh, word. My fault, man.
He just because don't even know
the big cuss word.
Right.
He don't say bitch.
Right. Exactly. So what was I saying?
You're going to elaborate on the whole...
Yeah.
Okay, so when I say I'm bored, I think that, like, he's not showing me a lot of affection or we not going out, we not doing shit. Like, that's going to turn my energy all the way down. And then, so once that happened, now I don't even want to have sex with you.
I feel that.
So now I'm, like, super bored and I'm dick deprived, so I'm finna go fuck off. And sometimes when you say cheat, like born, like he born, are you gonna cheat? That doesn't necessarily mean go have sex with another nigga. Like cheating is he's born, he don't wanna do shit, he don't wanna take me nowhere. So I'm finna go out to dinner with this nigga because I wanna go out. Mm. And I'm bored at the house. So I'm finna go out to eat with this man. We ain't never had sex, we ain't never do nothing, but that's cheating still. Mm. So like yes.
I feel like if you communicate that you bored, if nothing changed, then you could be just out of there and call that a day.
It's easier said than done. Motherfuckers is not just leaving motherfuckers that they love and feel like they can build with. They gonna stay and stick it out and just do the shit on the side. Cause it'd be hella niggas that be with bitches.
It depends on how much
bitches.
Time you got put in.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Be
maybe
dudes.
That's a shorty thing. Cause I'm not gonna hold you. I'll be out of there. I don't know.
I think, maybe it's different. Well, I feel like it's different for men and women. I think men are going to be gone, like, as soon as they get a whiff of some shit. Women be the ones that be putting their ass through hell, trying to hold a nigga down when he out here fucking Susie, Samantha, and Sarah.
Well, I mean,
that's not holding
that's
somebody down. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's not really a bored thing. I feel like if I'm bored with a shorty, I'm not going to hold you. It's like, yo, like we too young for you to be like... Like letting yourself go or like letting the spark go or something. We young, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to want to do mad.
You young.
I feel you. Well, I'm not going to be dating no fossil shorty. Like, it's going to be somebody that's going to be young too. So it's like if we move around, you know what I'm saying? We outside, we here, we there, you know what I'm saying? We dates
Wait,
or whatever like that.
Hold on.
If it's not that, then it's over. I'm out of here.
He said, I'm not going to be dating no fossil shorty.
There's a couple of shorty that's a little older. Nah, I was a little crazy. There's a couple of shorty that
what's
be older.
Old? What's old?
Yeah, what's old?
It depends, cause there's some shorties.
See, that's that shit.
Man, word.
I told you. That's when you know he finna lie.
No, say some bullshit.
Let me hear.
Cause look, there's some shorties for real that's like 35, but they don't even move old. You don't even feel. It's not even old.
So 35 is old.
35 can be old. There's some old ass 35 year
old
shorties.
How old are you?
27, miss.
So what you think like when the chick just hit 30?
27, miss. I'm tired of him talking to me this way. I'm feeling a little like...
What I do?
I feel like he's coming for you a little bit.
You turning to auntie.
Nah.
I'm saying like the way he delivered. Like I feel like he coming like calling me miss and shit. That's like me being like... Oh, it's okay, babe.
I love you.
No, word to everything. Nah, that's an uptown thing. We call everybody that. It's just real. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, word. There's some old ass 35 year olds and there's some young ass 35 year olds. If you know, you know. So everybody's just really on the energy. But if we kicking it and you moving on some old shit where it's like you just all of a sudden want to be in the crib and you just real comfortable.
Check this out though.
I'm an in the house ass nigga.
What's wrong with her? If she wants to be a homebody. She
There's no problem with that.
Because if her ass was outside, mm-hmm. being a thot with the rest of her motherfucking friends, throwing ass in a circle, being fuck nigga free, you would have a fucking problem.
I'm in outside with me. There'll be a matter of me being bored. I wouldn't be bored if you going out with your people. If we going out together and we, you know what I'm saying, you down for the vibes, like, all right, cool. I'm about to go to, I don't know, whatever event or whatever, like some little miscellaneous randoms around the city.
How often are you going to want to really go out to the club with your girl?
The club. I mean, there's matter things to do besides the club.
I thought that's what you meant when you meant out. You just meant out in general.
To
like,
be honest, going to the club with a shorty sometimes can get a little overrated. Sometimes I'm not gonna hold you. So like, there's matter stuff to do.
You can only do that like moderately.
Every now and then. Like,
first of all,
really...
don't even be in a club enough to where you. That's if that's a red flag. Red flag if you're in a club all the time. That's a motherfucking.
I agree.
Especially if you're in a relationship.
Right, unless you like have like a job in the club or something like that. If you just there miscellaneously every week,
different.
Faithfully or whatever,
you in line.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you
in line.
No.
Ain't nobody waiting
sure.
in line,
no,
Kodak.
No, 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 sure.
Are you still waiting in line?
Nah, we'll be waiting in line. If you're not.
First of all, I'm not even gonna be in no line.
You feel what I'm saying?
You know me.
Unless it's at Chick-fil-A.
Not me. I'm called. Yeah, it's over. My people is calling the club before then, so we're not even worried about that. But I know we doing. If we just going out. Remember, I'm from New York, so it's all types of shit to get into. You know what I'm saying? We do something. You heard? Like it's something. But if we just in the crib, just being. If you being boring, like you know when a show just being boring. I'm not gonna lie. I'm mad at it, miss. We're not even about to do no back and forth or none of that. I'm good. I'm young. I got shit to do.
Mm. Okay, babe.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Yeah,
for sure. Shit, we definitely gonna put what's the name of the project?
Vibe responsibly.
That's hard.
I love that so like much. Cause you better vibe responsibly. Cause vibes can mean like a whole lot of different shit. Like your vibe may be different than my vibe. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But make sure when you vibe, you do that shit.
You feel me? Cause vibe, by all means, do what you do.
Are
but
you
just
wrong for cutting off a friend that consistently has bad vibes?
Oh, of course. Like, not wrong for it. That's like, my favorite sport, cutting people off for having dead ass, really? Whack ass vibes.
What's what's the key to cutting people off? Because me sometimes, like, I ain't gonna lie, this new year, it was easy for me to just be like, it's over for you. But before that, it kind of was like, I had like a...
Nah, I felt
y'all
like...
just cut their, what's your sign?
Leo, big Leo.
My nigga.
The biggest.
Makes fucking sense.
Mm-hmm. When your birthday?
August 2nd.
July 30th.
Oh, yeah, I'm right now.
Makes fucking sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
That's I'm why.
Here. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, you're welcome. Heard. No, we here with it.
I'm a Capricorn, so.
Please don't go. Please Leo, don't fuck go. You.
Yeah, no, it's over. I'm not going to hold you. It's like, at first, I'm not going to hold you. For the past, like, I mean, before, like, a couple years ago or last year, whatever like that, it was more like, you know, we so big on like loyalty or whatever like that. We just let loyalty be like a chain or that's something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like now, it's like, forget time, forget all of that. You got to do what makes sense.
Loyalty's good when it's on the good side, but sometimes you, and it takes time for you to realize, it's like, you, sometimes niggas hold on to relationships way too long. Friendship and romantic. Like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel that.
But if you're good to a Leo is like,
we good. I'm just gang. It's, we out. Yeah. But once I feel like it's not it, I'm out of there. I don't mind. I'll let you.
I'm just like, I'm a Leo getting would to
probably
that.
Like, if you got to pick people in your life that'll probably literally shoot for you, a Leo shoot
for
you.
For sure.
I beg to differ.
Gemini?
I had a Gemini that was riding that road till that motherfucking wheels peel off and he pulled that motherfucking car. I'm telling you.
Jojo, you remember that time? Ooh, I didn't know where you was?
I fucked that shit up so bad too. I'm sorry.
Remember that time I didn't know where you was? I couldn't find you.
Oh, yeah, and
you
were picking. Pull up on me. And no, I told you somebody pulled up to my, somebody sent me their location from a weird number and was like, I'm here. And I'm like, who the fuck is this?
They sent you your location? Like, you
my
were there?
My own location, yeah. Oh, like, that was where I was at.
Hey, right.
That's that time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She had crazy nigga.
Kodak, and then I just stopped answering the phone. Kodak ass put on his motherfucking Inspector Gadget gear. He was finna figure it out.
What should we doing to niggas? Why niggas just pulling up? Okay, man,
It was a miscommunication the whole time. Whole time, it was a nigga that I knew never saved his number.
But why was he... Nah,
because one day he had his homeboy ended up living in the same apartment complex, and I haven't seen him like a long time before that. Mm-hmm. So when he pulled up, he was like, "Oh damn, I know Shorty stay here." So he was sending me like, "I'm here in your complex."
No, but I looked at it as, even if I know you, no, don't do that shit. I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's over." Even if you saw me, even if you physically saw me, don't send me a look. Don't do that creepy shit. It's over.
That shit weird.
Ready to go? Oh, well, that's it for this episode.
Oh, word? It's lit. We here.
Hey, man, Capella Gray, Vibes.
Vibe responsibly.
Vibe responsibly.
Mm-hmm. Volume 1, 27th is coming.
Yeah, for Shosky, big homie's house, and we gone.
Mm-hmm.